Welcome to the Sophia Chang Show. Americans have a really hard time with bad things. If America were a meme, it would be that awful motivational poster with a rainbow over the Grand Canyon, telling you can have whatever you want if you just think positive. Now, there's not something terribly wrong with thinking positively, it's just that it's not always appropriate. Nor is it the best way to respond to every situation. Here are four reasons why the inability to let bad things be bad can actually be maladaptive. The first reason is that being obsessed with positivity can lead to low EQ and SQ. That's emotional intelligence and social intelligence. These are the metrics that determine how well you're able to read a social situation and respond appropriately. In short, how well can you human? Let's say somebody drops an ice cream cone. Are you going to say to someone, think positively, now you won't get fat? Let's take a less innocuous circumstance where the effects worsen. If someone's relative dies, are you going to tell them, think positively, now you don't have to make extra food at the reunion? Before you congratulate yourself for not being at this level of cluelessness, you might want to think back to a time someone was processing something difficult, and you tried to find the silver lining instead of allowing them to have their moment. Positivity can be a slippery slope when applied scattershot to every situation. There's a term for refusing to accept reality. It's denial. And if you take that to the extreme, then you've got insanity. This leads us to the second reason, the inability to let bad things be bad is maladaptive. This is a reason no one wants to admit, so it remains hidden and all the more insidious. It's that it's incredibly selfish. You want someone to think positively because you can't handle the bad thing that's happening. You need someone to repress their feelings because you don't have the emotional capacity or the maturity to allow for the full expression of human existence. And that's not healthy for either of you. Low EQ and SQ, combined with the selfish need for everything to be poppies and rainbows, leads us to the third reason over-positivity is maladaptive. It's a lazy way of interacting. It's like how people always ask, how are you doing? And they expect you to say you're fine, even if you're not fine. You end up with a shallow interaction with both yourself and others. This kind of interaction is the foundation of social media, Facebook, Instagram, Snap BS. If you start treating your real life like social media, you put a tremendous amount of pressure on yourself to have to constantly see the silver lining in everything. You waste time trying to shoehorn square catastrophes into round bullshit. And when you shame people for being honest, you miss an opportunity to form a real human connection. When you shut someone down due to your own discomfort, you will never get the privilege of holding space for someone's pain. And you miss out on a truly human experience. Lastly, the inability to let bad things be bad is psychologically unhealthy. You are, in essence, training your mind to fear its own thoughts and feelings, and that's going to get you right back into denial land. The bottom line is bad things happen, and bad feelings arise out of these bad things happening. And when they do, just let it be. In a next moment, something else might happen. But this isn't that moment. This is the bad moment, or the bad day, or a bad year. And you're allowed to grieve. You're allowed to get angry. You're allowed to feel bad. That's human existence. Just let it be. Thanks so much for listening to the Sophia Chang Show. If you liked what you heard, subscribe, rate 5 stars, and better yet, write a review about what you liked. And feel free to submit any questions that you have that you want answered on air. I really appreciate you listening.